Well, hello, my Fullest Life podcast friends, and welcome to another episode of the Fullest Life podcast. You know what, you all, I have to just go ahead and apologize because, you know, my travel season starts back again in the fall. And so I have started, and so I'm just like going. And I'm like, I need a second. I need to find a moment so that I can stop and talk to you all and just kind of catch you up on life. And we can talk about stuff, you know, and what's going on in this world of ours. But welcome. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, this is the Fullest Life Podcast, and I'm your host, Vita Tucker. And it is a pleasure to have you all with us. The Fullest Life Podcast, we started in May of 2020. And it was a podcast that the Lord told me to do to encourage women. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation, your circumstances, that you can make it through and you can live your fullest life. And since then, we've grown, we've expanded. It's just been a wonderful little ride here. And so, welcome. And so I want to go ahead and say to you all, if you are on social media, so if you're on Instagram, you may see that I changed the name. It's not the Fullest Life Podcast. It was my Instagram handle on was the Fullest Life VT, right? And it said the Fullest Life Podcast, but now it says the Fullest Life Style. And what that means is that I just felt like I was saying, you know what? It's more than just the podcast. It is now you're doing stuff in fashion. You're traveling and you're sharing life altogether. So it's a full lifestyle, not just a podcast. So you will see if you're on Instagram, on Facebook. I haven't changed it on Facebook. How old do I sound? I haven't changed it on Facebook yet, but I do plan on doing that tonight or tomorrow. I'm just trying to get the time so I can do it right. But we're going to be the Fullest Life Style now, and not just the podcast. Now, the podcast is still here, but now I'm doing fashion styling and all kinds of stuff and the travel. And so I'm going to share with you all that life has to offer. And so it's faith. Yeah, it's fashion and it's love. So those are the three core values in my life. First, my faith is number one. You know, I love the Lord with all my heart, and everything that I do is dedicated to bringing glory and honor to His name. Fashion is not number two. Actually, love is number two, because I believe if you love the Lord, you love people and you show forth that love. And so love is number two. But when I was typing it in, it just kind of flowed better to say faith, fashion, and love. So, but not in the same, not in that order, but it is faith, love, and then fashion. And so I've always had a heart from fashion since I was very young. I mean, like, I can remember in middle school reading fashion magazines while other kids were reading, like back in the day, if you're old as I am, there was a Write On magazine and all these teeny bopper magazines and little stuff like that. Well, I wasn't reading those. I was reading Town and Country. I had my wall, you all, in my bedroom. It was like on the wall, it had all these Essence magazine covers of different women, and I just thought they were so beautiful, and I love the fashion of it all. And so that's what was on my wall in my bedroom. And so over the years, I've always done things in fashion. I modeled when I was in St. Louis. I had a styling business, and I worked in retail like forever, since my first job was in retail when I was 15 in men's clothing. I've always somehow, some way, had my hand in the fashion world. And so, you know, just recently, like it towards April timeframe, you all saw, if you were on Facebook or Instagram, I posted here and there, I was helping out at this boutique and doing some style shows for them. But how do you know, this is how God works. He opens one door so that He can open the bigger door. And if you're faithful in the little thing, right, that thing that's not yours, that thing that belongs to someone else, no matter what it is, you know, sometimes it's not always that you are really you're valued in it. But as long as you're doing it, because everything I do as unto the Lord. So the people who don't value me really don't count because they're not doing it for them anyway. So, but if you work as unto him, like no matter what you do, your purpose is I'm going to do my best because I know I belong to God and he's watching me. You'll never go wrong. And so when something ends, it may throw you for a loop for a little bit, or it may make you think, oh, can't believe that happened. Can't believe they did me that way. All that kind of stuff. But know that God is watching. Know that he sees your effort. Know that he knows that you are working as unto him. So the promotion doesn't come from people anyway. People don't promote you. The promotion comes from the Lord. So now I'm going to be on Instagram. So I posted it on Facebook this week, just saying I'm back and what I would be doing. But as time goes on, I'm going to do very little posting on Facebook. Most of it's going to be on the Instagram account. Facebook is a little flaky. People on Facebook are a little flaky. So I just decided, you know what? Let me just rock with Instagram in this fashion part of the fullest life. I may still part, you know, I'm still traveling and I speak on my own and different things, but then I'm also with Rachel's Challenge. So you may see on Facebook some things about me speaking at different venues or me speaking through Rachel's Challenge, but most of the fashion stuff is going to be on Instagram. I just think it just gives more to it. It on Instagram, you know, so that's what I'm going to be doing. Just shooting fashion content. Just my whole desire is, some people want to be an influencer. I want to be an influencer for the Lord. And I want women to know whoever you are, whatever stage you in life, whatever your purpose, whatever your status, that you can look good and you can be great. And so that's my whole thing. One of my mottos has always been to bring out the best in people inside and out. And so the podcast is the inside, right? So that's where we talk about what's going on in our life, how we can be better, how we can, emotional stuff, you know, mental stuff, you know, the how to treat people, how we're treated and deal with that kind of stuff. So that's what we've been talking about for over 2 years. My gosh, it's 23. 3 years. But the fashion side is the bringing forth the best in us outside, because so many times I meet women and they're like, you know, I don't know what to put on. I don't know what I look best in. And so they don't know. And it's not a crime that you don't know. But if I know something that I can do to help you be better, gosh, what kind of person would I be if I didn't give it to you? You know? And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it out there and show you different styles. And sometimes I'm going to show you high-end stuff all the way down to the least expensive stuff, stuff that you can afford. You know, you might catch me, like I posted me in a pair of jeans. And those jeans I got at Target. I got them on the clearance rack. Yeah, I didn't even pay $10 for those jeans. And when I tell you the compliments that have rolled in every time I put those jeans on, see, because it's not necessarily how much you pay for something. It's more about how you wear it or make sure it's not wearing you, should I say. But so it may be that, but there's other things that, you know, I did a shoot the other day and had on a pair of Gucci, loafers, high heel loafers. And I think they were like $800. I know everybody can't afford them. Psh, I can't afford them, but I'm still going to show everybody because there's a range of people who are watching. And so I don't ever want to leave anybody out. And I don't ever want people to feel like I can't be great. You know what I'm saying? That we, oh, let's keep it low all the time. No, if you can afford it, go for it. I ain't hating on nobody. Do you? Just make sure you do you right, right? So that's my heart and that's what I want to do. And so I'm going to be doing a lot of the styling at Nordstrom. For those of you know, during COVID when I couldn't travel and speak, I worked at Nordstrom in the fragrance department. So haven't worked there it's probably almost 2 years since I've worked at Nordstrom's, but I have a relationship there. And so that relationship, that's another thing, people, your integrity will either open a door or close a door for you in life. Some of us, we just have no integrity in anything we do. We just like, whatever, I don't care about people. I have a bad attitude and everything. But later on, you never know when you're going to need that person or somebody that has to do with that time and that period in your life to open a door for you. But if what they remember about you was that your legacy in their mind is that you had a bad attitude all the time, you complained, you were always late, you never cared about anyone, you just stunk up the place, then it's going to be a problem for them to step up to the plate for you. And so I am very grateful. I am very thankful, again, that whatever I do as unto the Lord. So when I approached Nordstrom about, you know, can we do this thing together, it was like a yes. It wasn't a hesitation. It wasn't a problem. It was an immediate yes, because that person knew my character. And they knew she's not messy. I'm not, and I'm not going to be messy. So I tell people all the time, if you are tuning into the podcast, if you're watching anything I do, looking for the messy, you might want to click me off. I'm not your girl, because I'm not doing the messy. It's just not for me. But it's no way you can say you want women to live their fullest life and lift them up and be messy at the same time. It's just the two don't go hand in hand. But anyway, so, I'm not just going to be using Nordstrom when I travel. I'm going to shoot at different places. If I have things that I find, all kinds of places, I will share them in photo, and it's not going to always be a conversation like, you know, when I was doing that boutique, it was like a conversation every day, click on the camera at a certain time, stand in front of a rack kind of thing. Now, we're not doing that. Sometimes I will stand in front of a rack, sometimes I won't, sometimes I'll just put pictures out, sometimes I will be talking to other people who about fashion, people who are clients of mine, and, you know, what they've gotten out of the experience, and just a gamut of things. So with that, we couldn't just be the podcast anymore. We had to expand. And so now it's the fullest lifestyle, right? I love it. I love it. I love it. And you know what? That just leaves it open for God to do anything he wants to do. I mean, the growth that could happen there is amazing. And then if he tells me 2 weeks from now, Vita, cut the whole thing off. Don't do it anymore, y'all. I will cut the whole thing off and I won't do it anymore. Y'all like, what happened? I'll come on and say, hey, Lord said we're done, and that means I'm done. So whatever it is, that's what I'm going to do. So I just wanted to jump on and tell you and get you up to date. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you should. That's the only way you're going to see the fashion content. I'm going to probably give it like two or three more posts on Facebook to give everybody the opportunity to, you know, click in and to be a part. But after that, it's going to be Instagram. If you want anything fashion, it's going to be Instagram. And then when I do little pop-up stuff and interviews and different things, all kinds of things, it's mostly going to be on Instagram. So you want to find it on Instagram. Where's my other phone? Because here, let me tell you, I give the wrong thing out on Instagram all the time, y'all. It's just because sometimes you get so busy, your mind says, what? Fullest Life VT. Fullest Life VT, as in Vita Tucker. That's me. So that's my Instagram. And if you go on Instagram, search it, boom, you should see my face up there like with like, that's the picture. It's not this hair, but it's still like, you know, so that's funny that I just did that. Anyway, but that's it. So follow me on Instagram for the fashion and the lifestyle of it all. If you are on Facebook, Facebook. So I have two Facebook pages. I have a Vita Tucker Facebook page and Vita Morris Tucker, which Morris is my maiden name. So those of you all who know me from high school, that's what it is. Tucker is my once upon a time married name, which is probably need to change because that's been a whole lot of moons ago. And I'm like, you know, but we'll let the Lord change that in his time. Anyway, that's a whole nother subject. But the Vita Morris Tucker is one of my Facebook pages that you may follow me on. And then the other Facebook page is I do have the Fullest Life Facebook page also. And so that probably on there will be more of the stuff like from the podcast and speaking events and different stuff like that. I'm not sure quite yet if there's going to be any fashion on that page. We will see. But if you're on either one of them, the easiest thing to do is just follow me on Instagram. Just simple. If you don't have Instagram yet, let me know. You know what? I might have to do that because I'm not going to try to leave out people trying to be like all exclusive and stuff like Instagram only. No, that's not who I am. So I may put some stuff on the Fullest Life Facebook page. So we'll see. But just wanted to pop in, catch up with you all, let you know what's going on in my world. And doing a lot of traveling. I'm pretty much gone all the time. I might pop home for 2 days, wash some clothes, repack a suitcase, and I'm off again, thanking the Lord that I give an opportunity. I get the chance to touch the lives of young people around this world, you all. And I don't know if you know about what's going on in our lives of our young people, but I count it an honor and a privilege every time I'm able to give anything that will bring about some hope, some change, some kindness and compassion in our schools and in the lives of young people, because you all, it's tough. It's tough out here. It really is. So with that being said, I'm going to say what I haven't said in so long to you all because I've been gone. Live full so that you can die empty. And if no one has told you lately, I'm telling you, I love you. And so no, you don't know if anyone else loves you in this world. Know that Vida loves you. And so I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And so I want you to go out and have a fullest weekend, week, and till we meet again, just live your life full so that you can die empty. Thank you all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.